I think for a few years, yeah. I mean, it was so bad last year that there were times they're chanting, fans are turning toward Dan Snyder's box at the stadium and chanting, sell the team. So it had sunk really, really far, really, really deep. So, yes, I think for those reasons, I think that he would step away from all that. It's the perception that he's in there every day ordering everything around is inaccurate. He certainly was the driving force behind them getting Haskins last year. But, you know, the month before the draft, he was on his boat in France. Okay, so it's not like he's just like is this omnipresent ordering everybody around, but his presence is always felt, and you do have to make sure he stays informed. And if you're not winning, then he's going to start coming over there, right? And just seeing what, you know, and start questioning things, and the heat will be applied, et cetera. But keep in mind that he gave Jay Gruden almost 6 years. And so that was a high, that was a new high for him in terms of, you know, that was, Gruden was around longer than any coach had been under Dan Snyder. So, you know, you always hear that he's changed and all this. Well, I think there's still some things that will always be there, but I do believe that he will let this show run its course, at least for the first couple of years, because he knows what will happen if it doesn't, and if it goes wrong, then he's going to get the blame. And there's nobody left to blame here. Everybody else has been blamed in the past. There's one guy running the show, so he knows that it's on him to let these guys do their job for now. And then if it doesn't work in a few years, that's when you'll see more involvement.